40 Wings post-game interview.
Sorry to interrupt, boys. We're going to have Mark Blitzarves in an all-in interview down here, so we'll try and get as many questions as we can versus the answers, okay?
An all-in interview?
Yes, for everyone.
Wow.
That's not bad in terms of... It's a shocking thing for a player to have to do.
Mm. We'll get to Mark Blitzarves in shortly. Thanks to 40 Wings, find the perfect bed for your body. And how long away is that, Jace?
Couple, probably just to be really proud of the group we are and the season we've had, and then just to stick together, really. It's tough. It hurts. You put yourself in this position, and there's a winner and a loser, and it does hurt. But we're really proud of consistently trying to get into this position.
Shift in that second half. What do you put that down to? Sort of what happened with your side? Did you start to put your heads down and they just seized on the opportunity?
Yeah, they were really clean around the ball, and we couldn't get it off them. We didn't defend as well as we would have liked to, but I think that was their ball use too. They were really, really sharp. So, when they can control like that and we defend for a lot of time, we're a bit fatigued in attack as well. So, we're holding... sticking to our game, trying to get it back on our terms as much as we could, but we couldn't. And then, at the end, you saw the floodgates opened, and they were really impressive.
Did you sense half time, Mark, that maybe the Lions were more on top than the even score reflected?
We're still really, really confident. No, we thought we can get the game on our terms. We knew it was going to be a bit of a fight and a scrap in there, which we're really happy with. But credit to them. They just played the way they wanted to, and we couldn't stop them for longer periods.
The season as a whole, though, I know it's so hard right now after just losing a grand final, but it's such a talented side, which I think everyone thinks will contend again. Can you reflect on it already as a partial success?
It's a real privilege to be in this position on grand final day. So you have to be really proud of the effort that the organisation, the club's put in to get us here. It hurts, but we're just going to stick together and do what we've done every season, I suppose, that I've been at the club, is regroup and go again and trying to improve and trying to make the team better, because that's all you can do. And learn and improve and go again next year.
Experienced people here, so you've obviously got a level head on you at the moment, even though you're disappointed, but what do you say to some of the younger guys that maybe haven't experienced this type of disappointment before and might really be feeling it?
Oh, we'll just get around each other. I don't know, really. Just we're telling them, even late in the game, just hold your head up high. We haven't won this game, but try and be good losers, stay humble, and just hold your head up high. Because when you say the young boys, I think of Sully, I think of Laws. I mean, OD, these guys, they've had amazing seasons and they've helped us get here. So be really proud. Don't mind that it hurts and use it, fuel it to improve your game.
Okay, Mark Blitzarves there, boys.
Oh, you didn't want to ask anything, Jace?
He ran off. So, as you expect, pretty disappointed. And that's the only interview that's happening, I believe, down here.
Right.
Yep. So, there you go.
I don't think you're going to hear a whole lot, Kingy, from a team that's just lost. It's probably difficult, and I don't think you're going to hear anything earth-shattering. It'd be better to give it 4 or 5 days and see what you can after they've had time to reflect on the year.
40 Wings post-game interview.